You're listening to SBS News.
My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow.
US President Donald Trump tells a nation mourning the deaths of 31 people in two mass shootings. He condemns white supremacist ideology.
Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
But as the country comes to terms with the weekend shootings that left 22 dead at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, and another 9 outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio, Mr. Trump offers little in the way of new ideas for a country awash with guns and painfully accustomed to mass shootings.
We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts.
The Trump administration will order the Department of Justice to work with state governments and social media agencies to develop tools to detect potential mass shooters.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
United Nations spokesman Staffan Dujarric has condemned the shootings in the strongest terms.
The Secretary General stresses the need for all to work together to counter violence rooted in hatred, racism, xenophobia, and all forms of discrimination.
U.S. President Donald Trump plans to visit El Paso on Wednesday and Dayton after. El Paso's Mayor DeMargo has clashed with the president in the past and has been critical of Mr. Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric.
You all know of my history with the president as I've defended El Paso. He was very gracious, offered to help in any way he could. Together we will rise out of this tragedy, and I'm here to ensure that we receive every state and federal resource that is available to us that we need. I will continue to challenge any harmful and inaccurate statements made about El Paso. We will not allow anyone to portray El Paso in a manner that is not consistent with our history and values.
He added the county would not be divided.
Our diversity is what makes us special. We are three states, two countries, in one region.
Meanwhile, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is calling for the U.S. to take action on gun control as the country mourns the deaths of 8 of its own, killed in the El Paso massacre.
Controlar la venta indiscriminada de armas.
The U.S. needs to control the indiscriminate sale of weapons. I say this with all due respect. It is not our intention to meddle in the internal matters of any country. But yes, the matter should be reviewed, because it has an effect on many, and in this case, it affects US citizens and it also affects us.
While Democratic politicians have long pushed for stricter firearms regulations, they have been stymied by Republicans who have backed the powerful National Rifle Association gun lobby. High school classmates of Connor Betts, the gunman who killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio, say he was suspended years ago for compiling a hit list and a rape list. Hannah Shows questions how he could have been allowed to buy a military-style weapon.
It's baffling and horrible that somebody who's been talking for 10 years about wanting to shoot people could so easily get access to a military-grade weapon and that much ammo. If that police officer was not there, we just let it happen.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.